Recent tensions between the United States and Canada have led to a shift in public perception. Many Canadians now view the U.S. as an enemy. Canadians have been booing the U.S. national anthem at hockey games. On Thursday, Canadian pollster Ledger released a survey putting data behind how those Canadians feel. The survey indicates that 27% of Canadians now consider the U.S. an enemy, while 30% still see it as an ally. Another 27% view it as neutral, a shift attributed to recent tariff threats. The sentiment is even more stark when it comes to views on President Donald Trump. 74% of Canadians have an unfavorable view of President Trump, with only 13% viewing him favorably. Canadian conservatives are more likely to have a positive opinion of Trump compared to Liberal and New Democratic Party supporters. But the overall shift from ally to enemy comes as President Trump threatens tariffs on Canada. The first round of 25% tariffs is now delayed until March. However, on Wednesday, President Donald Trump announced he's adding global lumber to the list of widespread tariffs. I'm going to be announcing tariffs on cars and semiconductors and chips and pharmaceuticals, drugs and pharmaceuticals and lumber, probably, Trump said, and some other things over the next month or sooner. And it's going to have a big impact on America. We're bringing our businesses back. If they don't make their product in America, then they very simply, they have to pay a tariff. Canada's Trade Minister, Mary Young, appeared on Bloomberg Thursday morning. Young says the Canadian government is working with America, but she says tariffs make no sense. Adding a tariff just simply makes it more expensive for Americans. Adding tariffs to Canadian exports simply means that it's going to cost Americans more at the grocery store. It's going to cost Americans more at the pumps. So it makes no sense. Young said British Columbia's Minister of Forests, Ravi Parmar, spoke last week on the subject of lumber tariffs. We are predicting with a Trump tariff and increased duties, we could be dealing with a 50 to 55% tariff and duty on softwood lumber leaving British Columbia, Parmar said. Parmar says he feels the tariffs are unnecessary, given that the United States currently meets only 70% of its home building lumber needs. He says the U.S. ultimately relies on Canada to fill the gap. Trump told reporters on Monday certain tariffs will be gradual. The president says he wants to give companies time to move to the United States to create factories and plants to avoid all tariffs.